This is TA calling in from Lukla at just shy of 2,900 meters. We had a lovely walk morning from Fakding. Definitely tons and tons of cargo loads on the path today. More Zokios today than horses or mules. Lots of rice going up valley, I think getting ready to stock up for Christmas and probably the influx of trekkers. The weather was delightfully warm until we went for lunch here in an outside garden and the clouds come in, and it definitely feels like winter. So just had a quick little jump in the in the shower, and I'm all bundled up in everything that I have. I haven't actually seen my big bags or my stuff since base camp. So I've been living on a shoestring, which is wonderful and simple and lovely. So we gradually climbed up away from the Dude Kosi. The Dude Kosi means milk river again because of the glacial sill in the water. And at some point you come to the junction where if you're going to miss Lukla, you'll head down to Sirki, which eventually the road leads to Jiri, which is the way that original mountaineers would have come into the mountain. That's about a 7-day walk to Lukla. Us instead will wait till tomorrow morning and hope that we have good flying conditions. We definitely have been paying attention to Mani walls and prayer flags, making sure that we go about them the right way, and prayer poles, spinning prayer wheels, and just to, have everything go in our favor since the Hillary Tenzing Airport is one of the scariest and most dangerous in the world. So all thoughts and prayers towards our flight tomorrow is great, and we'll hit Kathmandu and hit some really warm showers, start some shopping, and then have some celebratory dinner tomorrow night, and then people will begin flying home on Saturday. I fly home on Sunday. Thanks so much, Mrs. Curtin's grade 4 class. I can't wait to visit you in the next coming weeks. Glad that you've named the Yak Pringle. We actually didn't see any yaks since we left Namche because yaks physiologically don't do well below about 3,000 meters. So that's why they cross the cows, so that they can have a beast of burden that can carry things but be healthy below 3,000 meters. But definitely I'll be showing you lots of pictures of yaks, and glad you named one Pringles because Pringles are one of our favorite snacks up here. Easy, nice crunch, and tasty and salty, which is something we often crave. So can't believe that we're on day 28 here, I believe. Today's count was over 15,000. It was 15,000, here it comes, 981 steps, so almost 16,000, 150 floors, and 10.5K. And when I do the math, it looks like for this trip I'll be over 300,000 steps, so a third of a million. So not quite as many as the great big walk last spring, but definitely lots and lots of steps and lots of elevation gain. So that's it. We're here in Lukla winding up, and I look forward to seeing everyone, all friends and family, back in St. John's and elsewhere in the next little while. And catch you tomorrow from Kathmandu. Take care. Bye.